Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, Abu Hanifa, may Allah have mercy on his soul, says that it is permissible to give money instead of food in Zakatul Fitr. And the majority of scholars say that this is not acceptable. Why? Because it was the Prophet who enjoined sallallahu alayhi wa sallam food. And if you look at the time of the Prophet alayhi wasallam, did they have currency at the time? They had dinar and dirham. Dinar was made of gold and dirham was made of silver. And they used to have their transactions with it. We have a number of hadiths that they used to pay and buy things with it. So it is a fact that the Prophet ﷺ, though they had money, yet he instructed his companions to give food. Therefore, if you give a poor person $1,000 on Zakatul Fitri, this would not be accepted as Zakatul Fitr. You have to give him food. Why? They said, because this is something you worship Allah with. It is not something to apply your logic. And they said, as you remember, one sa' is measurement of size. So if I bring one sa' of barley, one sa' of dates, one sa' of aqt, one sa' of raisins, and I evaluate each one, would it be the same price? Would this be 10, 10, 10? No, the value, the price differs. So they said, the Prophet ﷺ would not order us to give the Zakatul Fitr in food when it's different in value, except because food is the one that you must pay. There is a hadith that the Prophet said, prevent your brothers from begging on that day. So the food is to prevent them from begging for food if they are really and truly needy. And having said that, there is no problem at all to give the food with extra cash. What prevents you from doing this? So I give one sa' on my behalf to the poor and I give him 10 riyals, 20 riyals on top as sadaqah, as charity. This is a good deed. But to give him money without food, this is not permissible. Now, you calculate the amount of the people in your house and you give one sa' for each and every one. But do I give the whole bundle to a number of people equivalent to my family members, or can I give it to one person? The answer is, you can give it to one person alone. And this is found in Islam. There are things that you must give to a specific number of people, regardless of the quantity of food. And there is a certain quantity of food to be given regardless the number of people. And there are things that are open. You just have to feed a particular number of people regardless of the weight. For example, in expiation, when you do something wrong in Umrah, in your Ihram, what is the expiation if you do something you're not supposed to do, such as clipping your nails or putting perfume or wearing shirts or undergarments? The expiation is one of three. Either you slaughter a sheep or you feed six poor people half a sa' each. Half a sa' each. Or you fast 3 days. So here we have half a sa', the quantity is designated. And the number of poor is designated. So if I bring half a sa' multiplied by six is three. I have to give three sa's. If I take three sa's and I give it to one poor person, is it enough? No. It has to be six of them. Another example is Allah Azza wa Jal ordered us in Surah Al-Ma'idah, whenever we break an oath, we have to give expiation. What is the expiation? Feed 10 people of the middle of what you eat, or clothe them, or slaughter a sheep. If you're unable, fast 3 days. So I have a choice. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal told me to feed how many? 10 people. What? What's the quantity? Allah did not disclose this for me. So I can feed them anything. Half a sa', quarter of a sa', a full sa', providing it's a meal that is sufficient for them. But they have to be 10 people. So I can't bring a bundle of food and I give it to 5 people and I say that this is double, 2 meals for you, 2 meals for you. No, it has to be 10 separate people. So the quantity is not disclosed, but the number of people is important. The last, and well, this is third type of it. There is an expiation that is feeding one poor person. In this, the quantity is disclosed, but the number of recipients is not. And that is why the scholars say, if I collect Zakatul Fitr and my family member are 10, and I get 10 sa'as, the Prophet did not tell us give it to how many. If I take all of these 10 sa'as and I give it to one individual, this is acceptable. And this is acceptable if everyone gives it to the same individual, but until he reaches the level where he is not poor anymore, then halas. If everybody gives it to the same poor person, he's rich now. So this is what scholars say that must be done in this regard. Do we have any questions? Yes, brother there.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Sheikh, my question is that can we give cooked food as Sadaqat al-Fitr?
Can we give cooked food as Sadaqat al-Fitr? The answer is no. Because the food that can be used is the food that can be stored. And cooked food, as you know, you cannot store it. If you don't use it today, it will become rotten. So it has to be the food that can be stored, and it has to be the food that can be measured by size or by weight, as scholars say. And that's why we cannot give Zakatul Fitr as fruit. You know, you go to the poor and give him a kilo or 2 kilos of strawberry. What will he do with strawberries? This is not permissible. And one would say, how much is a sa'? It differs depending on the substance, because if you have a size of a sa', if you put dates, it's gonna weigh differently than if you put wheat. So scholars say that the average, if you are going to give zakat in rice, for example, it should be approximately 2 kilograms and 40 grams, 2.04. So even if you give 2.5, just to be on the safe side, 2.5 kilos, this is enough of rice on every individual.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Sheikh, my question is that, is there any nisab, just as the obligatory zakat al-lunar here, is there any nisab for Sadaqat al-Fitr?
The scholars say, who is entitled to give Zakat al-Fitr? They said anyone who has the food of one full day and has surplus, he has to give the surplus as Zakat al-Fitr. For example, if I'm a poor person and I have 5 sa' of food, which is about 10 kilograms of rice in my house, nothing else. Scholars say I have to give Zakat al-Fitr. Take 1 sa' and give it away. Why? They said because if you're poor, people will give you. But if I do not have except 0.5 sa', or if I have only 1 sa', which is enough for today, they said this is the only person who does not have to pay zakat. So literally speaking, approximately everyone has to pay Zakat al-Fitr. But if he's in need, the 1 sa' you give away, you'll get tens and tens more. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows best.
Suppose we go to Umrah, and can we pay Zakat al-Fitr here in India?
The scholars differed regarding paying the zakat in somewhere that you're not in. And the most authentic opinion is, whenever there is a need, it is permissible to pay the zakat elsewhere. But whenever there isn't a need, the place you're in is the one that you should pay the zakat, is the one that you should slaughter your sacrifice. So if you know that, wallahi, I live in Saudi Arabia and the people around me are not so needy as I know them back home. No, in this case, it is permissible for you to pay the zakat over there, inshallah. let's say?
Sheikh, if someone missed paying his Zakat al-Fitr, maybe for the past 5 years or 3 years, so how should he rectify that? Does he go and pay or else he just asks forgiveness?
Some scholars say that if a person did not pay Zakat al-Fitr on time, he must pay it after the prayer, but it would not be considered as Zakat al-Fitr, but rather as a punishment and a charity. So this is most likely the most authentic opinion. Its time is gone. So you cannot rectify it, but you have to pay it still as a form of seeking Allah's forgiveness, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best.
If we have given our zakat money to someone to give it to some, he's out. So we pay our salah here, but he's paying it later on. What would we do at that time?
This is permissible if his prayer is before my prayer. Because if I give someone the zakat al-fitr to give it and distribute it in his country, my Eid is on Saturday and his Eid is on Sunday. So if I pray Eid and he did not distribute it, this means that I did not distribute my Zakat al-Fitr. But if his Eid is before me, his Eid is on Friday, so he will give it on Friday or on Thursday at most, and my Eid is on Saturday, this is okay. So the payment of the Zakat should be before my Eid prayer. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته